Going into his third year, DeAndre Hopkins is, without question, the number one receiver here in Houston, and I think he's one of the better receivers in the league. The guy catches anything in his radius. I think of the passes that were thrown to him last year, there were only three that he was unable to catch. He has the best hands in the league. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Odell Beckham. DeAndre Hopkins has those hands. He can get open short and run. He can get open deep and make plays down the field. But you can't have just one in this offense. So the Texans went out and got Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts. Those two are very intriguing. Nate's in his 30s, but he can still run. And Cecil, where do you play him? Do you play him outside? You put him inside at the slot receiver. You've got some options with Cecil. But then throw in two rookies, Jalen Strong, the third rounder out of Arizona State, and the fifth rounder, Keith Mumphrey, was a nice surprise during OTAs and minicamps. I was one that thought, well, they're getting him for special teams, but he was a big factor in all facets of the offense, watching him in these OTA and minicamp sessions. Can he be a guy that pushes for playing time? What about Damaris Johnson? What about guys like Travis Labhart, Easy Wachiku, Chase Davis, who was on practice squad? Although there is no clear-cut number two in this race, there are a number of different options the Texans can utilize opposite and alongside DeAndre Hopkins in the passing game. This position, of all of them, probably going to be the one that I watch most often during training camp to see how it all shakes out. The good thing is, with variety, like a box of chocolates, you've got something to work with. There's little question about that in 2015.